some of the hospitality sector saw this as encouraging news that there was grant available. But talking with planners, unfortunately, those that serve food will have to also not alone look to go to architects, but they'll have to go for planning as well. This is going to put more time restriction on us here. The delay in itself in securing an architect, so that process of the planning, which generally takes 6 to 8 weeks. So the government clearly hasn't thought this through. If this is the way it seems to be, that the hospitality sector has been let down desperately.
And it would appear on the face of it that if you're going to be applying for planning permission, taking in an architect and going through all the bureaucratic hoops that that entails, there's not going to be a huge amount of change left out of €4,000 in order to actually buy the pods and develop the facility.
No, it doesn't. So at the end of it, you're going to be left with very little, and some had suggested to me that they're not even going to bother now to apply first, because by the time they apply, by the time to get the design and architecture done and the submission done, and then at the end of it, it'll be left. The country is awash with absolute red tape. The government should have known that this is the process, and the government should have put in proper place what makes it easier for the hospitality business to open in everybody's interest, and everybody's interest, staff as well. But unfortunately, it looks like they just haven't got their feet on the ground. And that's not a decision that was made by Donegal County Council, but this is a decision that was made by the Dublin government.